Welcome to Confessions of a Realtor. As an active, full-time realtor serving Tallahassee and the surrounding areas since 2014, it was time to use my experience to educate consumers on the whys and hows behind the home buying and home selling processes. We'll have some fun, I'll share some crazy real estate stories, and keep you informed on realtors' best-kept secrets. Why? Because when you're informed, you can make empowered decisions. Let's get into it. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Confessions of a Realtor. When is the best time to move? We hear this question all the time. Now, sometimes people may say, is this a good time to move? Should I sell my house right now? Should I purchase a house right now? And there's a lot of nuances, you know, to be able to answer that question. And specifically when we think about people's individual scenarios, right? But there are a few overarching concepts depending on what part of the resale side of real estate you are jumping into. So if you're jumping into purchasing a home, a lot of times the colder months are typically better for you to purchase. And this is just simply from the competition element of the real estate market. So typically, most people, whenever they are getting their houses ready for family coming over for the holidays, whether it be Thanksgiving or Christmas or Kwanzaa, whatever it is that you celebrate, most of the time people aren't out and about looking at houses. So if you're a buyer and you wanted to purchase a house and be able to potentially get a lower price or have less competition, most of the time the winter months is a better time for you to purchase. Now, as you get towards the end of the year, if you are looking in an investor sense or if you're at a price range where you could be competing against investors, sometimes that may backfire because sometimes investors will want to purchase a property at the end of the year to be able to put that on their taxes. Okay, so sometimes you may have a little bit more competition as you head towards December 31st if you are looking to purchase a home. On the selling side, so again, we kind of just want to think about what is naturally happening with a lot of people. What is going on as part of culture? The springtime is typically a good time to sell because most people in January or February, they have their tax returns. So if buyers are getting their tax returns in January or February, or even leading up into March, sometimes that's the money that buyers needed to be able to do their down payment, to be able to afford their closing costs. Sometimes it's the money that they needed to be able to pay for inspections. So all of these things goes towards the buyer's buying process with the tax returns, which then the timing of that can benefit you when it comes to selling your home. It's kind of a similar scenario when it comes down to selling in the summertime. In the summertime, you typically will get more competition for your home, or there'll be more buyers out looking at houses because their kids are out of school. And if their kids are out of school, a lot of times, you know, maybe one parent or another has a more flexible schedule to be able to go look at property. And sometimes the summertime is a good time for someone to be able to sell a home because they're able to get the buyers who are wanting to move into a different school zone as their kid starts school in the fall. Now, there's other reasons, of course. That's just kind of a generalized overview when it comes to the year. Now, in my opinion, there never really is a perfect time to move in the market when it comes to the numbers. That's not something that we can time, especially when it comes to you having a specialized circumstance. But I would say that there are two points that I want to make when we consider the question, when is the best time to move? The first point is that it's when you have the emotional bandwidth to be able to move. People are busy, y'all. People are, you know, they're even in their normal lives, they're dealing with family, they're dealing with friends, they're dealing with work, they're living for the weekend. Life is busy. And so when you take an already busy life and then you add the process of buying a home or selling your home on top of it, you have to be in the place in your life, the emotional place in your life, to be able to make that investment into yet another item for you to be able to handle. I know that we post the happy closing pictures and we have a lot of satisfied clients and satisfied customers, but it is still something else for them to do. buying and selling, while we can guide you through the process, we can't make the decisions for you. So mentally, you are going to feel, yes, supported by us, but then you're also going to feel like, oh, shoot, like there's pressure on me to make this decision. And we're weighing out the pros and the cons. That is mental effort. That is mental energy. And I think that's something that is underestimated in the process, is having a good support system, either in your real estate team, whether it be your realtor, your lender, even sometimes a title company, to be able to help you make those decisions. And I say good support system because now is not the time for maybe an overprotective parent of yours to chime in and say, you know, hey, you're purchasing a house for $300,000. I would have been able to purchase that house for $50,000 when I purchased my house 20 years ago. I would not say that that is a support system that necessarily is going to help you. So a support system that understands the market and is able to help you kind of weigh out those decisions fairly. So support system is good. Also, I believe in therapy. I go to therapy. I think it's definitely something that is important, again, because life is busy. For me personally, I'm a single mom. I'm running a business. I manage relationships. I'm one of the older siblings. So there is a good bit of responsibility that falls on me in my normal life. So I go to therapy for those reasons. When you add the extra strain and mental effort of making some big decisions when it comes to buying and selling, I honestly at this point recommend that most of my clients go to a therapist if I don't hear that you're having a strong support system. And don't read that as me being hippy-dippy. These are tough decisions that you're making, and a lot of times they can impact your financial future for a long time. I recently had a client that they're getting ready to sell their house, and you know they have a list of things to do. And their plan was to, okay, well, we're going to move into an apartment that our son already rents in that complex. We can be close to him, and that's how we'll make the move a little bit easier on us versus just jumping right into purchasing another house. Great. We discussed the options. That was the one that they were most comfortable with. And she called me around 12 o'clock on a Friday stating that, okay, well, the apartment complex has an opening. We've got to let them know by 5 o'clock today if we're going to take that opening and we're not done with the list, right? And then I had also advised them to get pre-approved, which they were still working on. So just because they had so many things circling that they had to do, and I could tell, I could hear in her voice that she was already kind of getting stressed out a little bit, I immediately said, hey, let's not do this. Let's table this conversation. Y'all go ahead and finish your list. Let's not just go ahead and rush into the market because you feel like, okay, well, this apartment complex only has one spot right now. They're going to have another spot later and you're going to be more prepared later. Because I could just feel that she was not emotionally ready to make that decision. Could she have? Yes. But did I feel like, oh my gosh, we're going to miss out on an incredible market because we're heading right into a balanced market right now, honestly. But did I feel like she was really going to miss out on opportunity, and did I feel like it was going to be worth the emotional strain? No, I didn't. So I advised her to, you know, let's wait till you have a little bit more emotional bandwidth. The second reason why the best time to move is just simply when you're ready is because it is impossible to time the market. And what I mean by time the market is waiting for the exact perfect time to put your house on the market to where buyers are going to have incredible interest rates and you're going to be able to get everything that you want out of the sale of your home. And the same thing goes for buyers. Most buyers want a low interest rate and a low purchase price. And we'll talk a little bit now about why that is typically not going to happen for most buyers. To have this conversation, you have to understand how you get your interest rate. The Fed determines kind of like an average interest rate by what they want the market to do. So if houses are appreciating too quickly or if inflation needs to be slowed down, then what they will deliberately do is raise the average interest rate. So kind of think of that average interest rate as just a starting point. Now, depending on your debt to income ratio, depending on the loan to value of the home, depending on the type of loan that you're taking out, depending on the program that you're using when you're purchasing a home, depending on so many factors when it comes to your financial profile, you may be a little bit lower than that, or you may be a little bit higher than that. So when we talk about interest rate, it's often a point in the market that we are looking at. And it is impossible to say with 100% accuracy, interest rates are definitely going to go down in 3 months. Interest rates are definitely going to go up in 6 months. So that's why it's just important for you to move, especially if you're purchasing a home, at a time where you feel comfortable with the decisions that you're making and you feel comfortable with the monthly payment that you're going to be at when you do purchase a home. Most of the time, if interest rates are low, a lot of buyers like that. So when a lot of buyers like low interest rates, typically that's when you get into scenarios like we saw with the market that we had when it was a strong seller's market with the COVID. So we had a lot of buyers in the market because of the low interest rates. And that led to multiple offer scenarios that led to more competition for homes. So while people did have low interest rates, which is awesome, they also paid a fair market value for the home at a time when the market was higher. So does it mean that they unfairly purchased a property? No. Their houses are still building equity, especially if you got an appraisal on the home to make sure that you were getting a fair market value on the home as part of your normal purchase process, especially when you're doing a loan called a mortgage. So if you're going through typical financing. So as long as you're getting an appraisal on the home, great. We know that at this point in the market, you're paying for fair market value. But the reality is, because of the low interest rates, buyers were pushed out into the market. And when those buyers were pushed out to the market, that created more competition. So had interest rates not been as low, you probably could have gotten a lower purchase price on the property. And that's some of what we're starting to see as we're transitioning out of such a strong seller's market. So we're heading back to a balanced market now. The Fed has deliberately raised interest rates to the point where some buyers feel uncomfortable. And because those buyers are not looking in the market anymore, there are other buyers who still are looking, who are comfortable with their monthly payment, who are comfortable with the purchase price of the house that they are looking at, and it fits their criteria. So sellers, in order to be able to satisfy those buyers, are having to do some price reductions. They're having to make sure that at the point in the market where they are, that they are positioning their house to be able to get a fair market value from a buyer. Basically, it's kind of a seesaw of sorts. When you have low interest rates, you're typically going to have more competition for homes. When you have higher interest rates, buyers' monthly payments go up. So on the buyer side, you typically have a affordable, but a higher monthly payment, obviously, than you would have at a lower interest rate. And that doesn't just affect buyers, y'all. That affects sellers. So sometimes when interest rates are higher, and honestly, most of the time when interest rates are higher, it takes sellers more time to move the house. It takes them longer to sell it. They typically have to do more to appease the buyer in the process as far as doing more repairs on the home, because they know that, hey, I can't just put this property back on the market because there are fewer buyers that are out there. So let me try to make it work with the buyer that I do have right now. So affordability, when it comes to interest rates and monthly payments, that really determines both sides of the equation. It determines the buyer side and the seller side. So sometimes, and we're kind of just past the transition point right now. I feel like we transitioned earlier this year in 2022 in the summertime. We literally had, and I've probably said this example, 50 million times just to kind of illustrate the market. We put up one property on the market, I believe it was in May, instantly got 6 offers on the property. Interest rates were pretty low then. And so buyers were willing to do higher purchase prices because of the low interest rates. Literally, probably no more than a month later, we put a similar property in a similar neighborhood. I think they were maybe about a mile or so apart. Great school zone, great floor plan, put that on the market, and interest rates had started to tick up. And because interest rates had started to tick up, the sellers that we had on that one, they got a great offer. It was as is, but it was at list price. And they were, we had a friend who they sold their house and it went 20 grand over asking within X amount of hours. But that just goes to illustrate how much interest rates affect the market for both buyer and seller. So all of this stuff considered, what do you need to focus on whether you are buying or selling? You need to focus on making a smart and informed decision when you're ready, because market conditions are never going to be all of what you want. Typically with sellers, you're not going to be able to move quickly and do no repairs and get the highest purchase price if interest rates are not in the place where you can do that and where you can get a ton of competition for your home. And even if you do sell your home in a strong seller's market, we have to do our job to make sure that you have somewhere to go. Because typically, the market that you sell in is the market that you buy in. So while on one side, you know, you're benefiting from a strong seller's market, if it is a strong seller's market, by having multiple offers for your home, on the other side of that equation, unless you choose to, you know, go to an apartment and rent for a few months, you're going to be right back in that market with other buyers and competing for your home. So here's the point of this episode today. Here's what you should focus on. Move when you're ready, because you know your personal finances. Move where you are getting a monthly payment that you are comfortable with on a house that you can afford. And these are big decisions, so you definitely need to be advised in them in the process, and you need to make sure that you're working with a team that has experience and a team that knows the market, not just telling you to make the fastest decisions that are going to lead to them getting to the closing table the fastest, okay? When you wait too long, what ends up happening in most cases, regardless of interest rates, is that purchase prices typically do go up. I had a client earlier this year that they were pre-approved for $300,000, which was a good budget, okay? But with the criteria that they wanted and the space that they wanted, and I put it to them just like this, you're either going to be purchasing a new construction home in an outer area, which is kind of like here, Midway, Gadsden County, maybe Crawfordville, for what they wanted. Or at this point in the market, it's going to be an older home that has the space that you want, but maybe is not as updated. And you'll have to make the decision on which kind of scenario you prefer. And so I'll never forget, we were talking at this one house. We were kind of having this come to Jesus moment. And they said, well, this house is $300,000 right now. We don't even feel like we should pay that. We feel like the last year that we saw this house and we were working with a different agent, it was $260,000. And I said, and it's probably going to be higher than $300,000 next year. And so I add this story to illustrate that all that waiting for the perfect market does typically is raise the purchase price of the home that you're wanting to purchase for the first time, or the one that you're wanting to upsize to. At the end of the day, I want to leave you with two things to consider when you consider when is the best time to move. Number one, am I emotionally ready to do this? And number two, am I comfortable with my perception of the market as it is right now? And is this an affordable move for me? Can I do this? Now, I'm going to close out today's podcast with a quote, as I'm trying to make my usual. One of my realtor friends sent this to me this morning on the way into work, and it's literally somebody's bumper sticker. And it says, I do not intend to tiptoe through life only to arrive safely at death. Kind of morbid, but sometimes we do need the reminder that we really only have this one life. Hope y'all have a great week. Look forward to you guys tuning in next week. That's it for today's episode of Confessions of a Realtor. If you're looking for an active, full-time agent in the Tallahassee or surrounding areas, thinking about moving, or just want more real estate tips and tricks, the best place to connect with me is my Instagram page, RachelSellsHomes850. You'll also find it linked in the show notes. My Instagram also has a link in the bio to schedule a complimentary consultation with me, whether you're thinking about selling or purchasing. Alternatively, feel free to text me at 850-206-2199 and I'll respond during business hours. I look forward to connecting with you.